It's
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Word has it we're actually here together, alive. Live?
That is
barely alive.
Barely, yes. I have a bad heat stroke today.
Heat stroke?
Yes.
Yet you made it to Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm dedicated DJ.
DJ?
Yes.
We spin records.
That's right,
we're
man.
We're groovy. We're hip like that.
That's right. I am Mixmaster Mephistopheles.
Never mind.
It was an article I read. Satan has ditched heavy metal. He prefers hip-hop now.
He prefers hip-hop?
Yes. They say Satan is walking around hell dressed in like Tommy Hilfiger and FUBU.
Nice.
I read it in the Weekly World News.
Weekly World News. That's
yeah.
You know, I thought I had a charmer of a newspaper here. You've got me beat by a long shot.
No, actually, that paper right there. You know what? Weekly World News is easily obtainable by honkies like us.
Yeah.
However,
which is
we
funny.
Have a nice gym thanks to Whitey.
Yeah, Whitey. Whitey's gonna get mad fucking props here.
Mad.
I think he's
mad.
Up in his normal cubby.
Mad motherfucking
props. Because I'll tell you what. This is great.
This is great.
Just the sidebar alone. We'll cover this. I know some of my Midwestern friends don't venture down on 4th Street to pick this thing up because, you know, why travel that far for such fine literature?
I have to figure out how Whitey got this, and you know what?
Whitey got this because of where we work.
Yes. Whitey can keep supplying us with this shit.
This is great. This is exactly the stuff we like to talk about. We got a lot of good stuff.
We have a lot of stories, in case what you're wondering. We have some Nation of Islam print. That's right.
Yeah. Nation of Islam. Stay black, man.
That's right, man. Assalamu alaikum, brother. That's great.
I think my thing just blew up. My monitoring station just blew up.
You think so?
I think it just did.
What
I think
in the hell is that?
It's playing a commercial. Let's give this another try for the monitoring station.
What the hell just
happened? Wow. Well, you got to hear it. You'll hear it a little later. Oh, by the way, we have new Dote Dammies tonight.
Interesting. Yes.
We've got something for Flying J. An assignment, from what I've understood.
Yes. Flying J assignment. I was there to record this.
That's what scares me. I had to listen to this as I encoded it.
Although, I can assure you I did not see anything.
I hope you didn't.
No, I hope you
didn't see anything. All right, folks. Where are we at?
We are here, which is, what is this? Oh,
we're
that's right, it's Spank Wagon Radio.
Live from the east side of Las Vegas, near the Las Vegas Water Treatment Plant.
It's Spank Wagon Radio.
Of course, which can only be found at spankwagon.n3.net.
Hosted by VFTP.net.
Yes. Well, now that we've finished the show, fuck.
There you go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
well, have a good day.
Chat, you want to chat with us? We have live chat, and this week...
Live.
This week... It's 98% guaranteed to work.
Yes, we have chat.
If you go to vftp.net/spankwagon3.0/chat.html, you'll get there. The link is in there, folks. If you've already chatted on here before, you'll find it again. If you're a hardcore chatter, we switch to the undernet. So if you can get into an undernet server...
We went undernet, underground.
Undernet.
Yeah.
Because the server, if I remember correctly, a year ago, undernet was DOSed attacked to the point where it almost went out of service. But as far as I can tell, I can connect. I can chat. I can connect with the J-Pilot, so maybe we might actually get a decent test of it tonight.
Excellent, excellent.
None of these problems that Dialnet has, so I think Undernet might win this week's, and we'll
hopefully
test
so.
We'll
I've
test
had,
Effinet
I've had
next week.
I've had problems myself with Dialnet.
You know, Dialnet used to be so reliable.
Not anymore.
Used to be the most reliable one out there. I never had a problem with Dialnet. But they fucked up.
It was like the Postal Service and Minstrel Periods, man.
Postal Service and Minstrel Periods?
They were reliable. Occasionally got messy.
Occasionally got messy.
But it was reliable. That's right.
I like that. You know what? I like that a lot, actually. That's funny. Mm-hmm. You're a funny man.
I know. I'm so funny.
You're so funny.
They said, Billy D, did you know you're funny? I said, I know.
Did they say you know you're funny?
That's right. I know that.
And what did you tell them, Billy?
I said, because I'm a karate man.
You're a karate man? Are you the Shogun of Vegas?
I'm a Shogun of Harlem.
Wait, hold on.
To Vegas.
Let me take care of the Shogun of Vegas. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a Shogun of Vegas.
Shona.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Treat me like a fool.
I'll be on the street corner collecting change in my wallet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How did I go from a Jim Crow to a fucking Elvis?
I don't know. It's kind of not really an Elvis that we do anymore. I think it's all like Johnny Bravo. Uh-huh. Let's do the monkey. Hey, baby.
That's right.
You know. Right on.
I'd like to see a Johnny Bravo.
I'm going
to
do the rest of the show like this. All show.
You want to do that?
Want to do it?
You're not going to break character?
I'll try not to.
Man.
You know I laugh. I'm starting to laugh right now.
It'll end up being like Johnny Bravo meets Adult Swim. Posted on Spice.
Uh-huh.
That's right, baby. You look good.
Speaking of fucked up shows, Crank Yankers.
I've yet to see that.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That was some funny show. We're not supposed to watch TV at work, and you know my feel is the TV at work is over my shoulder.
Yes.
So I hear Touchtone Terrorists.
Which one?
The UPS. Everybody's drinking and smoking and doing crack.
Oh, yeah.
Touchtone Terrorists. I've got to download some of them to play on the show. Very much an awesome show.
I think what I'd like to do
is
buy them right there. They are so funny. He does that one right there. What the hell you mean you smoking crack, y'all drinking in there? That one, the water survey.
The water survey is the best.
He calls up like a hillbilly retard. That is so damn funny. And the other one, if you hear it, it's really cool.
Uh-huh.
They get the stoner dude on there.
Yeah.
And then he does the old Willie one, too.
Uh-huh.
And it's some guy calling for fucking like FedEx and shit.
Right.
And it was... Like, I think the one that you were talking about, like that one where everybody's drinking, is like, you should have shipped a damn thing earlier.
Yeah.
Like that one. This one, they said, oh, we got your package. We set it on fire.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Other shit
you
like that.
You set my diamond watch on fire? I mean, she was ethnic.
She
for lack of nicer words.
She was ghetto.
Damn, they're flowing in, folks. Hello, Reverend. How are we doing? And, of course, first on here was Nicodemus, which we'll give mad props.
Mad props.
Right. I can't do it. I can't. It's not
it's
funny.
It's a mad props. Sir.
It's a mad props now. Because you're listening to Spankerwagon Radio better than a peanut butter and banana sandwich fried with a little bit of fat. You know what I mean?
Aside from food habits, I have learned that Elvis had shitty decorating taste.
Dude, you could see it in any photo. Bearskin rug with that. Okay, hold on. I'm getting a finger.
Oh, no.
Shut the fuck up, finger.
Down on Boulder Highway.
Sorry about the network change, Rev, but when no one could get online, I had to do it.
Yeah. Down on Boulder Highway, there's this place called Great Auto. It's greatauto.com.
Yeah, great. GR8, the number.
Exactly. He was a place I went today, and he's actually a former sales manager for the DeLorean dealership here in Dallas.
Oh, rock on.
His big-ass desk inside is this massive glass table with orange chairs that have upholstery that look like sherbet. Fucking Dayglow green, Dayglow orange, and fucking red.
How old is this man?
And this guy?
Yeah.
He's probably going to be in his late 50s.
Okay,
that's
the problem.
And this shit right here, it's Elvis's former dining room set from his Palm Springs house.
No shit.
He's a giant fucking Elvis fan. He has a cardboard cutout with Elvis with like an old Elvis jacket that says Hilton on it. The whole nine yards, man.
Interesting.
Very, yeah, I'm like looking at this stuff. I'm like, you know, just going, damn, some ugly ass furniture. I'm just like leaning on it. You know, and it's like, you know, that's coming from the Palm Springs house. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm leaning on Elvis's chair.
Nice. Yeah. Which means Elvis probably sat in it only twice.
Yeah.
Come on.
And all I can think of is just, you know, somebody who's eating nasty food at this table.
Dude, that's... Ooh.
Ooh.
That's scary.
What some of the other shit it would have would lime Jello and 7-Up.
Run that by me one more time.
Lime Jello and 7-Up.
Okay, that's not as bad as chocolate pudding and yellow Jello cubes together. Looking like corn and shit.
Hey, man, that was quite tasty.
But...
Here, I'll really... you know what? There's one gross out factor I forgot to tell you.
What?
That yellow-looking corn Jello had a skin to it.
Ah! God, that, you know, that's the worst thing about Jello is that damn fucking skin. Now, I hate saying it.
No, no, not Jello. Fucking restaurant gelatin.
Good on. I think when we do our break and I get to your water because you're going to die if I don't, I'm definitely going to go puke. Because there's nothing more disgusting than skin on
food.
Gelatin.
No, there is. What? There's
something
oh, more
God, disgusting. What's worse? What's
gravy?
Worse? You know what? Skin on gravy you can mix in.
Mm,
skin on gravy, I'll just mix in.
No,
I used to work at like a Bishop's, you know?
Yeah.
Cafeteria, fast
that
food.
That shit grosses me out.
Okay?
No,
mix that shit in. Yeah, it's gone.
Skin on shit, that's nasty. I'll do you one better than the skin on Jello.
Skin on Jello.
It's when the Jello's been out long enough that mm-hmm. the skin doesn't... It's not just a skin on the surface. It's not a film. It goes down a bit.
Yeah.
A ways.
That's... God. Because I can just imagine you're chewing Jello. No, not chewing, but you're just... You don't chew Jello. You just kind of slurp it till it liquefies in your mouth.
No, but when it's got that skin, you start chewing it.
Oh, God. There's just something nasty.
Or you know what's worse when they scoop it up for you, man? And it's like they don't use a knife. They use a spoon and like scraping the bottom.
Oh.
And you get those chunks and it's just pure ass Jello skin. It's like... how can I put it? It's like gelatin chicharrones.
Chicharrones?
Yeah.
Chicharrones.
Yes.
Dumb white boy from Iowa. Hi. How can I help you?
Okay. Well, you know what a cracklin is, right? Pork skins. Okay.
Yes.
Chicharrones.
Yeah, I know what cracklin is. I've had it all over the inside of a rental car.
this is actual pork skin.
Okay.
I mean, actual part of the skin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like what they feed pets. That's your edible ear for your dog. Fido, come here.
With a chunk of fat below, and it's deep fried. With spices.
Human consumption?
Yes, human consumption.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what right now. Humans are fucked up. I'm sorry, I know I am one, but Jesus fucking God. But then again, we find comfort food in our almost soon to be somewhat weekly food run to the Vineyards.
That's right, Vineyards Horseshoe. But there's a difference, okay?
Hmm.
We're not. I don't know. I've seen people with this. I don't know what the hell I do with it. The bucket o' lard. At the store.
Dude, yeah.
People cook with that shit? Ugh.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what. I am a little ghetto sometimes because, like, I know my mom used to save the bacon fat. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I actually don't use that. You know what I actually use in the little bacon fat? Mm. If we make, like, a gravy at our house, we use corn oil.
Corn oil?
Don't... It gives it a better flavor than old bacon fat.
See, I always remember the bacon fat in the gravy. Now, it was good, except for chicken gravy, but that's not
what you
story.
Do is take it, get a strainer right there.
Right.
Then you scrape the pan right there, like if you're on a microwave or something.
Uh-huh.
Get that bacon scrapple.
Whoa.
Then you put that in the gravy.
Hey, you know what's a good food? Peanut butter with bacon bits as a sandwich. Good stuff.
Peanut butter, I never had that.
It's just one of those stupid things.
I have bacon
someone
bits.
Dared me.
Bacon
I dared,
bits and frosty.
I know Reverend Hammer has talked about this. He's done this once, and we were playing cat and mouse one night.
Mm-hmm.
He took... Oreo cookies. And he covered it in Cheese Whiz.
See, and that grosses me out.
The problem is, it wasn't that bad. Everybody was eating it. It wasn't that bad.
God,
but
man.
That's just to prove to you, that shit in the can is not cheese.
Like I've said it before, you want to hear my rant on that shit? Check the archive, man. Potted meat products.
Potted meat products. God. Yeah. It's in there. I don't know where in the
Some
archive.
Nasty ass shit.
So. Okay. All right. Where are we at? The site. Let's cover some updates on the website.
That's right. You have new graphics.
I kind of changed the graphics yet again. I changed the links around, and I did something that's going to save me from a lot of crap-ass spam.
And really, what is that?
When you try to email me, I combine the email and submit together. Mm-hmm. So now when you hit the email, it actually takes you to the submit page.
Does the submit page work?
Yes.
Did you get the test message I sent?
Yes. That was very weird. If that was you, I was going to post that as, our loyal fans are fucked. But now that I know it's you, I'll still put our loyal co-hosts are fucked, and I'll throw it up there.
You know what? That was me sitting down and randomly typing shit in.
That was funny. I mean, I was just like, okay, that's cool, that's fucked, that's perfect.
I don't
know. Because I'll tell you what.
I was going to see if you did receive it. see if you actually paid attention. That's why I did something so off the wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I received it.
But now you guys will get to know. This is actually a good example for the
of how you search for your links.
Exactly. Of how what happens when I empty my mind. I just randomly typed in everything I could fucking
think of.
Here's
the problem, though, folks. He hasn't done links in over a month.
I know.
He's ashamed to the Spankerati.
God damn you, I showed up.
Well, yeah, you show up weekly, so I can give you that.
God damn, man.
Need fucking links. What do I have to depend on? Whitey for material now? Whitey's my writer, okay? Provided by Whitey, powered by Whitey, the man, you know. So, that's funny. Never intended.
Kiss my ass.
Hey,
You know what? You're a big Pulp Fiction fan, Quentin Tarantino?
You know, I'm an okay Quentin Tarantino fan. I wasn't a big fan of Pulp Fiction, but then again, when Michelle and I, we actually went to go see it as our first date. Okay, that was, you know, when it came out, it was our first date, you know.
That's a better first date film than the one I've been on.
Check this out, though.
I saw
No. Oh, God, that's a whole
on a first date,
Birdcage on a first date, that ain't right. Check this out.
Ooh.
Check this out. We went to this, we watched it, some dude passed out, almost died in the movie.
Really?
His wife was screaming and pounding on his chest because he wouldn't wake up.
Damn.
Stop the movie. Everybody's like, you know.
I have something. It's not as death-defying as that, but it's awkward for me. I went to go see The Birdcage with my girlfriend and her at-the-time boyfriend that I stole her away from.
That's fucked up.
So, no. we're in the...
Hate the player, hate the game.
Okay. We're in The Birdcage. Right. I realize, as I look around, there is nothing but gay couples. So now
I'm sitting on next to him or next to her?
No, I'm sitting next to her and he's on the other side.
Lucky.
So what happens is it's like there's all these gay couples and I'm thinking like, Jesus, maybe they're gonna think like she's a fag hag or something. You know, I'm mm-hmm. the gay friend. And what happens is we both start overcompensating, trying to be, you know, over masculine to impress her and.
Oh, that ain't right.
Oh yeah, sure. Let's see what you gonna do after. Oh yeah.
Shall
sure.
I open your door? We're not leaving yet. Read that headline there, the cult film one. You'll like that one. I know that one's a constant. And actually, Nicodemus will love that one because he actually brought that movie to me to watch.
It's great, yes.
So we're going to cover that here in a little while when we do news. We're going to talk about people getting sued.
You're kidding me. Really? This is true?
This is true. That's a Wall Street Journal. Look at that.
I will be damned.
So you know what I'm buying. Dude, we got stuff about religion, frozen baseball players, Batman and Superman.
Yes.
I fucking wrote.
Serial killers getting killed in your old hometown.
Yeah!
Crashing into
LaPorte City. The town I got kicked out of, LaPorte City. Getting killed. Getting killed.
I saw that on CNN. It's like a deadly accident outside Waterloo, Iowa. Like, hey, wait, I don't have to be on this.
Do you know what else I found out about Waterloo, Iowa? Kid you not, you know I'm a pro wrestling nut.
Yes.
I love pro wrestling. I could talk pro wrestling.
When it comes to pro wrestling, you are a nut, dude. Hair and all, and wrinkles.
No, I don't say a nut on pro wrestling. Anyhow.
Mouth of the South, man.
Stone Cold. No, anyhow. Check it out. If you can smell what Trench is spraying.
Yeesh. Yeah, it smells like a fish market.
Oh, yeah. Tuna! Have tuna. A tuna. Check it out. Waterloo, Iowa is the birth.
Would you like to start that over?
Waterloo, Iowa is the birthplace of NWA Wrestling. National Wrestling Alliance, not Niggers with Attitude Wrestling.
Okay.
Word EZE! Thunk! Off the top rope! No. The NWA, one of the oldest wrestling federations.
I'm sorry, I had this off-the-wall, stupid-ass vision that popped into my head of Eazy-E not dying of AIDS, but dying like Owen Hart. Up on fucking strings, falling into the ring.
That ain't right. You know, that's really disturbing. Really disturbing. I'm disturbed now.
Nipples! Hold you know what would have made that perfect?
What?
If somebody would have given Owen Hart a fucking yipe sign.
God. Owen Hart, when I watched that pay-per-view, actually.
Really?
And they didn't show the incident. Mm-hmm. But Owen Hart actually...
I found that out the hard way. And that's another rant I have about the internet.
He fell, hit his head on the turnbuckle, and was straight up, and then fell backwards. So, pretty much he broke his neck on the turnbuckle. Mm. Crack! All because of an easy pull switch that either he A, pulled too early, or gave in. The world may never know, but the Hart family will sue until they're right. Of course, the Hart family, if you want to really get in wrestling, and I'm sorry about this, folks, I'm pointing to my chat window like they're the audience.
I know.
I'm sorry
it's
about this,
folks.
The
fucking peanut gallery.
I know, but hey, it's two of them, and I'm pleased to have them here.
That's right. Thank you.
As I was trying to say.
Yes.
Hart family. Owen Hart dies tragically.
Ooh.
British Bulldog. Davey Boy Smith dies of a heart attack at an age of 38.
And I couldn't believe that.
You know why? Steroids.
No kidding.
Steroids. He was a user.
That's another rant, too.
Big time user. Now, here's a good one. Bret Hart. Hey, that's my cap.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Bret the Hitman Hart was in the hospital with a stroke. So many concussions throughout the years of wrestling. The doctor said if you take any really hard impacts to the head, you will suffer a stroke. He was in a motorcycle accident. He flipped over, landed on his back, conked his head, had a stroke. So he's alive. The left side of his body is completely paralyzed. And recovering, but still paralyzed is paralyzed.
Damn.
So think about that. Want to know a cursed family? That's a cursed wrestling family.
Just imagine being ever.
Yeah, Gene, I think next Saturday at the Pontiac Silverdome, I want to kick some ass.
If someone can get my wheelchair up to the ring. Quick, hold me up by that cable. Wait, that's too high. Let me down. Ah!
Boom. That's what they should do, handicap wrestling.
Handicap wrestling. Marionette wrestling. Hang the handicap up. You know, hang the handicap up by little cords. Pull them along the rafters. Make them do the, you know, some of the wrestling moves. Of course, you know, you can't get the wires tangled, so you have to keep about a foot apart. So the one guy looks like he's giving a body slam. The other leg looks like he's getting body slammed.
You know, I'm thinking, how in the... You know, that's actually possible. We could do that. We just need to get us some quadriplegics.
And rope.
And rope. A lot of rope.
Quadriplegics and a lot of rope. Who wants to lift the quadriplegic up and be a marionette?
Sounds like a game show. Damn. Just push the cat away.
I had to. He was pulling all the wires out of underneath here.
That's funny.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.n3.net.
Nice. Pick that up next time, otherwise I'll have to kill you.
You fucknut.
You're a fucknut. No. You like that, though. And that's legitimate press.
And their sales actually went up.
Yeah. Isn't that just nice? I don't know, though.
It's a status symbol, actually.
Well, it validates a geek thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you want this,
that's right.
You're that person.
Mm-hmm.
You are that loser. Come on, he was a loser.
He was.
So.
Strychnine and a guacamole.
Dude, something bad. Something bad. Quadriplegics and rope making pinatas? No, we're making Marionette Pro Wrestling.
That's right, man.
MPW, Marionette Pro Wrestling, right there. I could just see it. Our logos would be like little
CWF,
stick figures.
Man. Cripple Wrestling Federation.
Cripple Wrestling, CWF, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. GWF? No, GCW, GIMP Championship Wrestling.
GIMP Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, why just stop with, you know, one? Dude, you have a demolition derby with wheelchairs.
Demolition derby with
wheelchairs. In the ring.
That sounds like some jackass stuff.
Yeah, it does.
Let's make that a segment.
We'll have to get something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we know anybody with wheelchairs?
That's what I was thinking. Who's wheelchair?
Wait a minute.
Whitey!
Well, that's just in bad taste right now. I know what you do. He has access to the VA hospital.
Yeah, but that's closed.
No, not the VA hospital. No, they only fucked over our triage unit and all of our, you know, our level one trauma center. Oh, no.
No, the VA hospital? Yeah, they're having a close. That shit's closed.
Did you say they're having a close-out sale? You wanted to sit bedpans!
Everything must go!
Fine quality Remo Williams bedpans.
Substandard building. Remo Williams, yeah.
Remo Williams.
A lot of thought went into your name.
Dude, they closed the building. Well, you know what? There you go. They got to be having some sort of blowout closing business sale. We'll buy all their wheelchairs. Well, not all of them. We'll only buy maybe about 24. Paint them a little. Spruce them up. Put nails in the seats.
You know what, man? I kid you not. There's a fucking dude I have bought some DeLorean parts off of off of eBay. He's another DeLorean owner. He's on the mailing list.
Why else would he be?
No. Go. So he has DeLorean.
Most DeLorean
parts,
owners
right?
are easy marks.
He has fucking DeLorean parts. Swear to God, he had a. It says on eBay. Check my other auctions. homeboy was like dismantling wheelchairs to sell.
Weird.
You know what I always wanted to do?
I'm like looking at that. It's like, God, how much of a car nut are you that anything with wheels, you start just fucking parting out?
Do you know what I always wanted to do when I was a kid? Bicycle wheels on my wagon. But I never did it.
4x4 wagon.
4x4 wagon. You could do and not the spoke, metal spoke, but I'm talking the plastic 5-spoke.
Yeah.
That would have been great. Go down a hill and you do that crap steering with the wagon handle, you know. Rubs all the paint off and you turn too far and you bite it. You go forward, the wagon goes to the right or the left sharply. You lose at least 2 teeth. And if you don't lose the 2 teeth, your face is so skinned up, you might as well look like either A, Freddy Krueger, or Janet Reno. All right, folks. I'm looking at the clock.
I'm Janet Reno. Don't fuck with me.
Because I shake the table violently.
He shakes the podium apart. You know, the bar falls out the bottom of those cheap podiums.
I bet she gives good hand jobs, though.
She doesn't have to know about it. Dude, just put, like, some sort of glove on her with lube all over the glove.
How do you position yourself for that?
Easy, put her on ropes. Ropes and pulleys.
No way, man. The vibrations would break it.
Ropes and pulleys.
Ropes and pulleys.
So, all right, folks. We're going to cut to our first break.
Hey.
All ready? Spank.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at SpankWagon3.net, hosted by VFTP, not on the internet.
On the internet?
That's right.
Are we connected?
That we are.
Does that mean we're lead hacksaws?
Yes.
Rock on, dude.
Yes, you camping faggots who don't listen.
Fuck you. Spank Wagon.
When will you crack?
What time are they closed?
I don't know. All I know is that I told you that they had them.
I must get a pair, dude.
All right, folks. We're back. And you have the honor of listening to
Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.in3vftp.net.
Yeah. Of course, you know what? I'm still trying to work on getting the domain pointed, so it's spankwagon.vftp.net.
Oh, that's
I'm great. Still trying, but you know what?
Just fucking confuse people more.
What? Confuse them more? Better than trying to explain N. M? N. M? Fuck you. Bang. Okay?
Dot com?
Dot who?
Dot com.
Oh, you're spankwagon.net. No. Oh, you're spankwagon.com? No, N3.net. Huh? Forget it. Go to VFTP.net. How do you spell that? Fuck you. All right, folks. A little bit of news. A little bit of commentary. First thing I want to cover.
This just in, very important announcement. I'm not wearing any pants, and Claude is running for his life.
That's right.
Film at 11.
Missiles headed towards Moscow, New York in flames.
Actually, I get that backwards.
New York in flames, missiles heading towards Moscow.
I totally fucked that up, man. Shit.
Film at 11.
I just always love the skit with the fucking boom mic. That's my absolute favorite.
Dude, Cleopatra Jones. Anyhow. Cleopatra Schwartz, that's right. Check this out. And when we said legitimate press, we're not bullshitting here, folks.
This is legitimate.
Spank Wagon Radio has integrity. Sure, we're whiny little bitches. Sure, I bitch a lot about the whole fucking internet radio. Gonna cost me $5 a month to broadcast this shit.
Boo.
Yeah, whatever. Boo. But you know what? Fuck them. Because I'm reading legitimate articles and playing illegitimate music that I have downloaded illegally from Napster.
Yeah.
Nutella. Fuck you. By the way, 25-year-old programmer dies. That tells you that motherfucker is eating way too goddamn much pizza and drinking way too fucking much Guinness. If a 25-year-old programmer dies.
What?
No one knows. Hey, at least it's not suicide like that Mac, Mac philanthropist or whatever they called him.
Mac philanthropist.
He was like really into iBrother was his name, and he used to write a bunch of articles on all these Mac sites and all these Mac message boards, and he's a black man on a Mac, and he made comparisons, and it was stupid. And I'll tell you more about stupid people. Stupid people.
They are stupid.
Stupid. Better than your British accent, I get to hear.
Yeah. No.
Should we cover legitimate press now? I'm already out of milk. Yes, because I'm healthy.
That's right, fool. Mr. T is proud.
Pity. Pity the fool. I drink chocolate milk because I want to be more black than white.
I'm pretty black.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm black below the waist.
I got soul.
Really? Let me see your shoes.
Let my soul glow.
Shit. There goes my glasses. Fuck.
No chance.
And then the monitor picks it up, and we all look at the headphones going, wow, that's loud.
That's really MC Escherous, man, because we'll do something and hear it and laugh, and then wait for it to come back and laugh again.
Laugh again.
We get stuck in
and
an
then
eternal
you
loop.
The loop. You imagine the poor people downloads from your archive, they thought they heard that joke. They're rewinding and playing and rewinding and playing. Not that anybody would download from the archive. That takes work!
Yeah.
Cult film. 1999's Office Space transforms the Swingline stapler. Get this. Swingline. The stapler.
Stapler of choice.
Okay, yes.
My stapler.
Yes, your stapler. How did a Swingline stapler change from the humble office product to a personal accessory? Like you're wearing it out, you put on a tie, a nice watch, a stapler in your pocket. Is that a stapler in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
I just can't wait till that shit hits hip-hop. It'd be like Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav with a stapler. He just keeps fucking pinning.
Yeah, boy! You heard me. 2 Minute X, man. He's a man. I got my Swingline in the house.
Check this out. Office Space. The red stapler that, was guarded, shielded, protected,
but lost his Swingline
to Milton.
Yes.
His Swingline. His favorite stapler. For many years, the past couple years, it was like a thing, Swingline didn't make a red stapler. All it was a painted set product.
Mm-hmm.
Geeks picked up, like the really oppressed geeks. That was their sort of thing to say, I am geek, hear me. Hold on, I got to pick my nose. That was their thing. And they were painting them and selling them as an aftermarket thing on eBay.
Aftermarket!
Buying Swingline staplers. Black Swinglines and spray painting them.
Red. You know that they have to take all the plastic trim and everything off.
Yeah. These people were making good money on this shit. Great money
on this. So does Swingline make a red stapler now?
Swingline now makes a red stapler. Yes. And, wow. I'll tell you what. It's the Swingline began selling a Rio Red, that's the name, I guess, stapler It's its basic 747 model in a coat of lipstick color red. Staple and Be Heard is what Swingline, the website, swingline.com, puts up there with that model. So, yeah, because of the, you know, because of that...
Because of Mike Judge.
Because of Mike
for some
Judge.
For making up a very stupid joke.
Very stupid cartoon is what Office Space started out as.
I've seen that on Liquid Television.
Liquid Television. Turning it into a movie...
If you've ever seen Liquid Television, what? Fuck, man, I just drew a blank on his name. Fucking, you know the boss right there?
Yeah.
If you ever see, if you remember this, okay, the guy that plays the boss, what's his fucking name in the movie? I forget.
With a coffee cup. The boss with the coffee cup. Damn it! Can anybody out there in Spankwagon Land tell us?
Phil Lombard.
Lombard.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you've ever seen Office Space the cartoon, Lombard is Vandreessen. From Beavis and Butthead.
Really?
Yes.
Very cool.
The voice and everything. Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to set the building on fire now.
Yeah, and he does. But basically, they were going on talking about Office Space and Swingline. Now, here's the thing. I got to find it because, I mean, I'm very unorganized and I don't own a highlighter at home. The regular black swing lines will sell for $15 a piece. Okay? $15. A nice, decent black stapler. Mm-hmm. Same stapler. They're red... Rio Red model.
Rio Red.
$29.
Good God damn.
Almost 49% markup.
And people are buying it.
People are buying it in droves. It's targeting a younger audience.
A younger audience.
How do you target audiences with staplers? You're targeting office supplies. That not only do they say the target, but they also thank Office Space for all of that wonderful free advertising. Because it didn't cost them a dime for product placement.
No, that's actually not the first time Mike Judge created, made somebody.
Hmm.
Rob Zombie.
You know what? He did make Rob Zombie because of Beavis and Butthead loving Rob Zombie's videos. Ah, cool, yeah, ah.
Yeah, that's cool. What video was it, man?
Shit, it was not... That was when he actually had a band, and it was White Zombie.
Yeah, it was White Zombie, and it was there. The video's like in black and white, and they're on stage. It's not Thunder Kiss 65.
Oh, no. Thunder Kiss 65 didn't come out for a little while.
Yeah.
Beast? No. That came later. Yeah. But that... Like that? You like that? I figured you'd like that because I know you. Legitimate press covering.
You know what's
shit.
Sad? That pisses me off. That's $29.95. You know what? I'm probably end up buying one.
You know it. You know it because you're the I am geek. Hear me pick my nose.
I need a stapler. I don't really staple that often.
So you want this?
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recycle all the paper we fucking.
Okay, fine. Just recycled. Damn, it took a while to land. Boy, I pulled up some news today. Mostly just a little bit of everything. Hey, by the way, we're fucked officially. Congratulations. Thank you, U.S. Senate. We
That's
are
right.
absolutely
Fuck you,
positively
people.
Sucked, fucked, and...
Ah, yes, but we have a light at the end of the tunnel on this issue right here.
Yeah, 4 lawsuits going on.
There's an additional one. The Department of Energy and the White House are being sued, among some other people personally, specifically Dick Cheney, George Bush, and Spencer Abrams.
Was that for the accounting fraud?
No. Oh. About Yucca Mountain here in Nevada.
Hmm, what's that?
Racial discrimination.
Uh-oh.
Because nuclear waste is slated to be transported through minority communities.
That's an interesting one.
They did demographics.
But you know what? I have absolutely lost my faith in the United States government.
Oh, of course, especially when you could just basically backdoor one state by bribing another.
Exactly.
Specifically, Utah. You know what? Fuck
Utah.
Utah. Fuck Utah.
You know what they said? They said, well, how about this? You vote for this, and we won't drive it through your state.
Yep. That's what they said.
Utah said, Hatch, okay.
Oh, sure. Nevada. Sure, not a problem. You know what? I'm so tempted right now to just print a bunch of vinyl stickers of Calvin pissing on Utah.
Yeah.
I really am.
That would be cool. That would be absolutely cool, and I would support that.
Yep.
Spankwagon says,
fuck you, Utah.
Man, but I'll tell you what, the national ID card.
Oh, God.
You know, it's getting now closer. The fact that people are still very willing to give up civil liberties. Someone actually
ignorance.
Wrote down that United States is becoming the police state we feared, and it already has started to happen.
You know what's very ironic? A lot of the troubles that are going on in Northern Ireland right now are not going on. It's fucking quiet.
Gee, I wonder why. Do you know that the United States is pissing off all of our neighbors because now we want to target Saddam again? And they're going, wait a minute, okay, this is where you become the bad guy, Mr. Hitler, a.k.a. George Bush, because you're now just violently attacking other countries.
Yes.
Some provoked, some unprovoked. There's state countries out there that say, you know, you can't use our land to set up base.
I think I'm not taking up a political issue.
Mm.
I think as long as we keep Bush at bay and everybody else, wait till he gets
two
ousted
fucking years
from office.
Two fucking years, and hopefully he'll be out. I don't know, though. He's really wildly popular.
But Bush fucked up the...
They also notice that Bush is starting to fuck up. He's starting... In the political cartoons and stuff, he's starting to gain back his I'm a doofus.
Yes.
You know?
He fucking is. So. You know, very ironic. I actually had to lay down before I came here. I saw part of Jay Leno's 10th anniversary special tonight on NBC.
Fuck, 10 years?
It was very interesting. He goes, you know, it's very... He goes, things don't change much. He goes, you know, 10 years ago when I started this show, you know, George Bush was in the White House, and there was war in the Middle East, and gas was $2 a gallon.
10 years ago? Or my favorite, you know, I know he still does them, but what's his face that does in the year 2000?
Conan
O'Brien. In the year 2000!
You know, since Andy Richter is not there, he doesn't do it as often?
He doesn't do it as often.
But you know who I shit you not. You know who he did last time I saw?
I want to say George Foreman.
Ice-T.
That's funny.
Some do it fucking the year 2000 with Ice-T. And Ice-T looks scary under a flashlight.
George Foreman was doing it because they had George Foreman on to talk about Muhammad Ali when Ali came out. That's the last one I saw.
I heard the George Foreman grill works well.
It does.
Flying J has one.
Flying J?
Flying J has a George Foreman grill, he said.
Wow.
He says it cooks pretty
well. Does he feed a family of four with it?
I don't know.
I wonder if he does.
I wonder if he has the iMac one.
You know, probably does. You know, and then he... never mind. Now, you know, that gets me. He's a boxer. Mm-hmm. Well, he used to box and talks about boxing and remembers those days when he boxed. But, of course, if he starts boxing now, well, that's called domestic abuse. But that's another story altogether.
The problem is he doesn't box. He spars and he takes the hits and that's when he gets called.
Nah,
I'm just fucking with him.
Thunk, thunk. Hit me again. Thunk. Of course, we got his assignment on here.
Nobody's ever pressed charges, okay? On either side.
Yeah, on either side, so it's all cool. Hey, did you know this? I was reading this, and I got this headline. According to the Washington Post, one of every 12 U.S. children and teenagers are disabled.
That's a lot of fucking
cripples. That's a lot of No, they don't mean disabled isn't just cripples. Oh, no. They decided to broaden out handicaps.
Let me guess. Overweight, obesity?
They broaden conditions to include attention deficit disorder.
Oh, God.
Because the attention deficit disorder is considered... Now, how does this work? It is considered an epidemic. Now, let's keep in mind, AIDS is reaching biblical epidemic numbers in Africa.
Biblical.
You guys are quoting, you're referencing something that can't be proven.
You know what's
biblical?
Let me tell you something. You know what's very fucked up about AIDS in Africa?
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you this.
Monkeys?
No. It is a common belief in Africa that to cure AIDS, you just simply have to have sex with a virgin. So there are a lot of children raped in Africa.
That's fucked up. Where the hell did you hear that shit?
I heard it on TV because they were doing documents on AIDS and stuff.
That is so fucked up.
Look it up online. You'll find out.
You know what? I'm going to have to take a look at that because that just sounds so... fucked up. Hey, folks, just want to let you know, you Spankwagon Radio. You want to chat with us? I know I left the link in the message boards. I know the link is floating around there, but if you can go to, just change the last folder to chat instead of whatever you're in, and the slash chat.html. It'll bring you up to my Java chat page that we are testing. I totally spaced putting it on the index.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked up.
That's all right.
But I know it's in the message boards, and I know that if you ask me nicely or get a hold of me. I am in Dialnet, or no, excuse me, sorry, Habit. Undernet servers, pound, Spankwagon.
That's right.
Pretty easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of weird news. We'll get to that one. That one's a special.
That's
going to take us a while.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Pulp Fiction, like I said, man, in the beginning of the movie, okay?
Yeah.
Vince and Julius have this conversation, man.
Did he?
Yes, they
do. I didn't recall that.
Yes,
they
do.
That's an interesting... That tells you, though. But you see, what scares me is this is paper.
What are you talking about?
Well, I can admit, and I'll say this very freely.
Go ahead.
I'm an internet junkie. Everything on the internet is a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Even the legitimate news things, you don't know they could get hacked. When was the last time someone hacked a newspaper sitting in your hand?
That's a good point.
So, and you can't think this is a hack or a joke.
I so hope that Whitey does it, keeps bringing this back.
Well, Whitey's going to have to keep us up on this one. This is good.
That is fucking
because he was reading it. I was cracking up at work. And I'll tell you what, Whitey's jokes are kind of dry sometimes. But this shit, I swear to God, I almost pissed my pants. My socks are white, but one of them had a tinge of yellow. I kid you not. It was just that funny when I heard it.
Milk, milk, lemonade, round the corner, fudge is made.
You! All right,
your
folks.
Finger in the hole, now you've got the Tootsie Roll.
A couple things about skulls.
If it's white, take a bite. If it's black, stick it back.
Yuck.
Couple things about skulls.
One. The oldest skull has been found. Well,
7 billion years.
Not billion.
Million.
7 fucking billion years. That throws everything off. Yeah, 7 million years.
That's old.
How old is Jesus Christ?
How old is he?
Well, I mean, he's dead now, supposedly.
Gee whiz, what year is this?
2000.
There you go.
AD is not after death. It's okay. Inter-dominion. That means it's like 2040 years. We'll give it 2040 years.
That's what I've been curious. We have BC and AD. What's the difference?
Now, but BC is before Christ. Okay, but then Christ
is like
born
BN before nails.
Say what?
BN before nails. You know, his lifespan.
I don't know.
It's a joke.
BN before nails. Got it.
Ha!
No. Okay. He was.
I'm the Lord. I need a tetanus shot.
It was. Time was calculated backwards. Of course, it wasn't calculated backwards then.
Yes.
It's only calculated backwards for modern society.
Yes, because we base it around a single person.
Yes.
And Islamic people are going, BC, who's he?
BC, yeah, man, it's the brother of the block.
Brother of the block.
Anyhow, that skull, man, 7 million years old.
That's old.
Mm-hmm. But it was fucked up looking.
That's older than Lucy.
Lucy was 4.4 million years old. That was a better skeleton. This is a skull, but it's petrified. But they dated the teeth. They dated the skull fragments. And it is 7 million years old. It's a really oblong shape. I mean, it's almost football in shape.
Is this natural formation or is this pressure from...
Natural formation is what they're concluding right now because there is proof that humans as we are today, we're not as we are today. Mm-hmm. We've done some evolving, but there's been other branches. Now, they used to think it was just Neanderthals led into humans, but now they're starting to come to the conclusion...
No, Neanderthals did not go into humans.
Hold on. Now they're coming to the conclusion that Neanderthals were their own branch that died out.
Yes.
That were parallel with humans, and that's why we still see some Neanderthal fossils, Neanderthal villages, if you will, out there. So... Mm-hmm. That's that. Now, this one is another sect of human, another genus or species. I'm not sure about how you do the breakdown there, but...
Yeah, it's not Homo sapien. It's Homo classification for human.
Yeah.
Sapien is what the
sapien
one branch evolved
are.
Into mm-hmm. is what we are today.
And monkeys and apes and stuff like that, they are considered off the same tree. Mm-hmm. Now, if we only had Bible Boy here, we could argue this a little bit better, but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you remember Bible Boy.
That's great.
Virginia, man, I'll tell you. We'll nightmare about that. And I know our listeners are tired of hearing about back when we were in Virginia.
Well, how come, and answer me this.
He goes, you're so smart.
If we come from monkeys, how come monkeys ain't evolved?
Because, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, and I broke it down. And he just goes, I never thought of it like that before.
Damn, man. And
I'm going to go straighten my suit up now because leopard skin on snake skin gets a little pinchy.
I can't believe that. That fucker, man, I swear his mother must have been a tailor for roadkill. Fucking snake skin and leopard skin suits.
Leopard skin.
This is the honest fucking truth, folks. This guy wore fucking suits, Mathis. He was dapper. I'll give him that.
Clean. Not clean shaven, man. Sometimes he was worse at shaving than I am. And that's pretty fucking bad for those of you who know me. But yeah, he was a card. But anyhow, that old skull. And thinking of skulls that are going to be around for quite a while, Ted Williams, the guy who hit 406, the only 400, the last 400
he's
hitter. He's frozen right now because this is funny. Sister says no, we cremate him like he requested.
Okay, good daughter.
Yeah, there you go. Son says no, we're going to freeze him because someone in the future. And this is a quote. Will want to buy Daddy's DNA.
Yes.
They'll make many, many little Ted Williams all over. They froze him, motherfucker. Okay, look. This is not a proven science.
No.
when water freezes, because they can't get the water out of the cells. When water freezes,
it does damage.
Because it crystallizes.
Mm-hmm.
Crystals then form in those cells and puncture the cell wall, thus
exactly
destroying the cell beyond recovery.
See, even the reason hibernation works is because you're actually sleeping.
Yes.
You slow
your
down.
Circulatory is working.
Circulatory works. You slow down your aging process because you slow down your life. But
what do bears
still
take
age
a shit when they're hibernating? Do bears have to take a shit when they're hibernating?
You know, I've often thought that. I believe they actually just have a large colon.
Makes sense. They just walk out. Boom.
Yeah.
And there's
that's
a new city.
A big
just a big
dump.
Fucking dump. Yeah. Ted Williams frozen. Much against his daughter, now they're suing. He's already been frozen, so they just did this. I mean, they didn't take anything into consideration, they just froze him. Froze him.
Can't believe, man. They made him
Daddy's
into a
DNA
TV dinner.
Dude, straight up. He is hanging upside down in a vat in Florida. Why have this shit in Florida anyway?
Dude, you know what?
Crackpots.
Crackpots. If we had to get rid of a state, man, we need to get rid of Florida.
No, we gotta be nice until Reverend Hammer moves out.
You know what, Reverend Hammer?
Move.
Okay. Florida allows CEOs to keep homes. They can't fucking elect shit properly. People went to vote. They thought they were playing fucking bingo.
Yep.
Okay.
The CEOs and, yeah.
That shit with, what was that other stuff, man? Child Protective Services. Is this, swear to God. There was this child, okay?
Right.
Kid was overweight. He was like 8 years old and weighed like 120 pounds. And he's like pretty overweight now. And his father was the same way. But when his father became a teenager, he started working out, lost the weight. So that's what they're going to do with the kid right there. They cook everything for him. They try to keep the frying of foods to a minimal, give the kid vegetables and whatnot. But he is basically an obese child.
Right.
State of Florida tried to take the child away from his father and his grandparents.
Why?
Because they were creating an unfit situation for him. They were endangering his life by not making him thin. This is the same.
They also say that, but you got to realize, though, that the Surgeon General and anybody who wants to make a little bit of headlines for the week, they say that obesity here in the United States is becoming a factor. I mean, look at us.
Yes.
You.
Now, that's something else.
And I are both. We're not fat. We're not, like, grotesquely fat. We're not obese. Beast.
I am over my weight classification.
Yeah, I'm over my
right
weight
there
too.
And that's very interesting because Americans right there, back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, whatnot. Actually, I think it was taken back in the 20s. I don't know.
20s were thin.
I don't. Yes, it was.
20s were thin.
I don't know what department it was in the United States. For the life of me, I honestly can't remember. But what they did is they measured people for their average frame builds and things like that.
Right.
And they came up with specific measurements for things such as basically ass size when you sit down. And these measurements were built upon for public seating, public transportation such as buses, subway, rail cars, things like that. So what happened is over the years the seats haven't gotten smaller. People have just gotten bigger. So they've actually had to go back in and redo everything. Like the Surgeon General.
See, that's fucked. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what. I mean, to be honest, I wish I was a little thinner. I know I need to lose maybe the spare tire, but you know what? Going out for steak after the show like we always do doesn't help, but it's good. What I worry about, though, is if you look at any history, sure, we're overweight, but our culture isn't helping us.
No.
You know, sure, I know, before I go any further, let me say this. My health is my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
No one else's responsibility. My mental, physical, social well-being is my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck. Okay, where is the responsibility then of people like Bagel Bite peoples, you know? People who make this junk food. People who make your pork rinds that you devour to the point where you're...
You know what? I've actually...
Now, I know that they're catering to a market...
I can't eat them.
Since that one incident?
Since the one incident, I just have this... It becomes like... how can I put this? I've become fucking Alex from Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
I start to eat pork rinds, man.
Wear mascara in one eye.
No.
And a cod piece with a cane.
No. I have the cod piece at home.
I'm sure you do.
Okay. I'm probably going to buy one. Look like Siegfried.
My name is Siegfried.
No. It becomes like, every time he gets into some ultra-violent shit, it gets ill. Every time I start smelling pork rinds, that shit happens to me.
Yeah. It's your Beethoven.
Fuck.
Well, Mozart was the thing, wasn't it?
It was Beethoven.
Was it Beethoven? Okay.
Ludwig van.
Yeah, Ludwig van. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I always, yeah.
I actually, I'm not
yeah,
a hard time with
you know, and I know as a consumer I'm responsible. So, I mean, you go into my fridge right now, yeah, you're going to see a couple of fatty items, but mostly you're going to see good foods. Now comes the hard part. Foods, now there's the Atkins diet and there's the diet that kind of got support from Congress, literally. Atkins diet says, eat the carbs. I can't remember which one's which.
Carbs.
I'm getting confused.
Atkins was like, eat carbs.
Eat, yeah, eat the what you want to eat. No, Atkins was the cholesterol and fats. Mm-hmm. But stay away from a lot of carbs because it's the carbs that get turned into sugar. Okay,
right.
That makes sense. The other side was saying, don't eat fat, don't eat this. But go ahead and you can eat the breads and stuff because that's healthy. But that has the carbs. So we had these two diets, and now the government's kind of going to the Atkins saying, you know, we've been making fun of you and belittling you and putting this
yeah.
down and...
Especially after you had a fucking heart attack.
You might be right. You know, you might actually be right.
To be perfectly honest with you, there's only been one diet system I've ever been on that worked properly. Cybertrim.
Oh, chemical diet.
It wasn't chemical diet, no. What it was is it was supposed to be like stuff to like activate your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
It is very interesting. Like when you go and you're active and when you eat something, you become active,
mm-hmm.
your body burns it for fuel. But if you eat and lay down...
You get fat.
Yeah, because it has nowhere to go, so it just stores it as sugar
uh-huh.
and the oil and the fat cells.
Interesting.
So basically what that shit right there did was I had to... It was like almost like taking sugar pills. After a while, you don't need them. But you also are forced to measure out everything. When I was on that kind of a diet right there, I actually bought a scale to measure.
One of those little spring scales.
Yeah.
Cool.
It actually worked, but that was just simply because I cut back. Problem is, like say, you know what, most time it's... I don't eat the fatty foods out of just not caring or denial. I think it's convenience.
Well, it's convenience. I mean, there's McDonald's. My personal favorite, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is good.
I love Jack in the Box. Burger King's.
I have a weak spot
Wendy's.
For one thing at Jack in the Box.
The antenna balls?
No, actually. Fucking, yeah, I'm choking. No, they...
chewing on styrofoam.
The chicken strips and hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I always have to laugh. Out here, though... You go into a fast food restaurant. You're going into... I think Burger King tested this last fall, winter. Failed miserably, but Jack in the Box still does it. Del Taco does it, but in the inverse. You go into this restaurant that's a burger restaurant. You can order tacos. You go into Del Taco, which is a taco
Jack
restaurant.
Jack in the Box makes good tacos.
That's what I hear. You go into a Del Taco, you can buy hamburgers. Now, you can't do this at, let's say, a Taco Bell. They're just tacos. That's fine. And you can't do that... You can't go into, like, what back home. I weak spot back home. There's two places. Every time I head back to Waterhole, Iowa, I'll go to a Taco John.
Taco John.
Taco John's. Now, they got good tacos, and you can order what's... This is pure gluttony. And me and my old friend Ragman, and even Kid, I think, did this once with us. But, I mean, a lot of my friends, we'd go, and we get what's called a six-pack and a pound.
Six... Well, what, pray tell, is this?
Six tacos, either hard or soft or mixed... pound of these potato alays. Take tater tots, not quite tater tots, like the hash browns you get at Carl's Jr., little round
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Taco seasoning. Tato alays, yes. See, Kid knows this. Tato alays. And I know, the minute he had the chance, because once he moved back from here in Vegas to there in Ames, Iowa, he found a Taco John, didn't you? You know you found a Taco John. Yeah. See, Reverend Hammer, I miss Taco John's Mexi rolls. It's something. It's just something with food. It's Americanized taco.
There's only one place that always confused me. They had good food, but I never got who thought of the combination. A place in California used to be called Puppin' Taco.
I heard about that place.
Hot dogs and fucking tacos.
Yep, I heard about that because we're watching a show on hot dogs on Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Bored at 2 in the morning watching. See, Nicodemus, just down the street. Fuck you, Kid. Fuck you. Fuck you. I know Rev just said, damn you. I'm saying, fuck you. Because I miss Taco John. Another thing I have to have. I have to have. Must have. Have to have.
What's that?
Sub-City sandwiches. We have out here, you know, the porta subs, which are just nothing more than
I will not eat porta subs.
Yeah, squish bread, little meat, little this, little that.
Nasty-ass food and shitty portions.
Not bad food, shitty portions. Because that's not a sandwich.
No, it is bad food.
It's not
okay?
a sandwich.
Wait.
Hold on. Subway.
Macaroni salad is supposed to be white, not fucking yellow, because the mayonnaise is turning bad.
Yes, that's true. So I don't touch shit like that. So
Subway isn't bad.
Subway, not good at home. I mean, it was okay, but it's just not the good stuff. Sub City, though. Sub City is a small little, you know, almost Ma and Pa ran thing. They got a couple stores here and here. One on the hill, one downtown, one over on the west side next to my high school. One over, you know, I could tell you where all of them are.
Sure.
Because, like, when me and my friend Kevin, we would just kind of zip around. If we were in the town and we knew there was one there, that's where we had dinner. Mm-hmm. It was good stuff. Sandwiches were thick. You wanted Russian, vinegar and oil, salt, pepper, this. It was great.
We used to go to a place in California. It's a little mom and pop place called Giamelli's.
Giamelli's.
My father always butchered it, Giamelli's. My father had a way of doing shit like that. Wasn't Montgomery
It's actually
Lorelei
seasoning salt. Oh, thank you for ruining my dream.
Lorelei seasoning salt. That big brown fucking bottle.
Hey.
That shit.
You want to talk about butchering a name?
Giamelli's right there. All was hard Italian roll bread right there.
Mm-hmm.
Pepper steak. Pickles, onions, and tomatoes.
Mmm. That sounds good.
It is.
That actually sounds really good. Check this out, though. Talk about fucking up a name. Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli's.
The chocolate.
Yeah.
We went there in San Francisco. We actually went to the actual factory. Nothing special. But we actually had the chocolate there in the ice cream parlor. Great ice cream. You're watching them make this chocolate in front of you. It's good. We found one out here in Vegas. Over at the Harris in that little carnival court.
Mm-hmm.
Full on ice cream shop. Full on. No fucking slot machines.
What about the one over at the steakhouse?
Steakhouse.
Wolf Steakhouse next to Showcase Mall.
I've not seen that one ever.
Yeah, it's that green building. There's a Ghirardelli shop in there. I don't know if it's an ice cream
shop. Probably not an ice cream shop, but it's probably a chocolate shop.
I know for sure it is.
So
we see people walking.
Since we've blown our break away. Talking about food,
yes.
We're going to get to the most... Wow. By the way, just want to point out that graphic.
Inside Muhammad's Kitchen.
Yeah, we're going to cover that. Talk about food. Headline, according to the Final Call, the Black Muslim National Paper.
Yes.
The Farrakhan.
Yes.
Paper.
The Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan.
Exactly.
We must do our things to protect our people. We must take accountability, responsibility for our personal actions, because the evil money-grubbing Jew.
I love that.
He's like, we should take responsibility. Okay. We should become self-sufficient. Okay. We need to be educated. Okay. Because of evil Jews. Huh?
Huh?
What's
meat,
the headline?
Oh, meat never intended for man to eat. Byline? It's written by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
And this is actually, he's not making this shit up. That's actually what the title says.
I'm going to read this, and I'm going to read it all, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
Eat one meal per day, nothing between meals, and eat the right food.
Okay.
Isn't that going to gain weight because your metabolism?
Yeah, but thanks for starving. You're supposed to snack light throughout the day.
Yeah, of course. But he says nothing between meals and eat the right food. We eat meat, but meat was never intended for man to eat from the very creation of man.
Huh?
Yeah. We have been eating meat. Oh, I'm sorry. From the very creation of man, we have been eating meat. Why? Because the ruler of this nation of earth for the past 6,000 years. Now, I love this. He writes, okay, it is in text, 6,000 years, but you see there in parentheses, he puts in 6,000. Years. In parentheses. 6,000 years. 6,000.
Why in the hell?
It's sort of, I can understand maybe saying 537, just putting 537 inside the parentheses. That makes sense, but he put the years.
He spells it, and then parentheses, he actually puts the actual numeral digits.
With the word years.
Apparently.
back on track here. 6,000 years is an enemy of the original man who has inhibited the earth from time unknown to man. A people that have been populating the earth here for billions and trillions.
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 Of years would not eat the wrong food if they had not been made to suffer for the guidance under a made enemy of theirs. We're forcing them to eat that hamburger.
Really?
Yeah, it's our damn fucking fault.
Oh, shit.
Damn that cow.
Especially
that
trillion.
Fucking good.
Trillion.
Trillion
thing.
Years.
That's starting to get into some Dianetic shit.
Big time Dianetics. Muslim and L. Ron Hubbard. Battlefield Earth. You know, Muhammad's Battlefield.
Battlefield Earth. Nation.
Battlefield Nation.
There we go. That's right.
Hold up
solid.
Our fist. Hold up our fist in solidarity, brother.
True that.
Yeah. It's true according to the teachings of Almighty God to me that he caused us to eat the wrong foods. Now, this is not the best written article. He is doing it himself.
Somebody has
man.
A spell check, but not a thesaurus.
Well, not even necessarily a thesaurus, check. But it's his, not grammar.
Very amateurish.
Not amateurish.
Say, well, how about I just be blunt? I'm at the risk of offending anybody.
We'll offend
them. This looks like it was written for some stupid fucking people.
Yes. The original black man who comes into a civilization, he tries to force him to eat the wrong foods. When? Okay, first off, can I just point out something very unobvious to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad?
What's that?
Black men and the African men, if you will. Mm-hmm. Until we fucked up and then started trying to make them slaves and doing what is considered wrong, they had their own choice of what they wanted to eat.
Now, can I also?
Now that was probably I don't know, maybe.
I'm gonna seriously jump on you right here, right for that, right there. Slavery was already present in Africa by Islam long before European true. Christianity showed up.
Yeah, that's true. That's okay. Very true. But I'm just saying, is you know, you can't blame. I don't know, but he goes, and I, you know what? I can't read all this. I can't read all of this because
drop an IQ point.
I will. The white race or the Caucasian or the devil.
He says that there.
It is said here in the
let's see.
Third or fourth paragraph. The white race or the Caucasian or devil eats all kinds of poison. Frogs, snakes, and all filthy scavengers of water. I mean, of course.
No, I had to make sure just to verify that this really does fucking say that.
It does say that, folks. Matter of fact, I got my scanner. It's almost halfway hooked up. We're going to have to scan this one in.
You know, if that was written in some sort of other regular paper, you know, and that was directed towards black people, that would be construed as some seriously off-the-wall racist shit.
But this is the final call.
The final call.
Dude, this is legitimate Islamic press.
Well, you know what? The final call's been going on for a while now. Won't they just fucking close up the call, pack their shit, and leave?
I think Whitey got this, and I guess he gave them money because the guy smooth-talked him pretty good. So he gave, like, $10.
God damn!
Smooth-talked him well. I think, but Whitey also said that he felt very sorry for the fact that the guy was out there in a wool fucking suit in the middle of Vegas sun.
I don't even own a fucking wool suit. God damn! Nobody told you. No. Man. You know
calm
what?
Down.
You know what?
Come here, let's use the paper to, you know, give you a little wind here.
No. I'm
should
sorry.
You have a drink of your OJ?
I had some. No, Whitey had a fucking instance of white guilt.
White guilt. Whitey guilt.
I'm ironic, isn't it, too?
Yes.
Now, I'm not being racist on this. I'm just saying this from a neutral devil's advocate kind of point.
Devil? As in the Caucasian? As in the white man?
Yeah. I'm eating frogs, man. Ribbit.
No, that's Aussie. But this is written, this whole thing was actually written in 72. It's a reprint of How to Eat to Live, Book 2, 1972. It talks about diseases, and it talks about how we're trying to kill them with the diseases in the food.
Cook it first. It helps a whole lot. It's an amazing thing, this little oven, not just a hot plate, or not just a lighter to heat that spoon up, okay? Thanks.
I got to get that off moviequotes.com to play, man. That whole fucking Pulp Fiction conversation, man.
Oh, yeah?
Pork tastes good. Bacon tastes good. And he's like, I wouldn't know, man. Surak tastes good. I wouldn't eat the motherfucker. And he's like, nah, man. And he goes, well, what about dog? Why would you eat that? He goes, because a pig's a filthy animal. He goes, would you eat dog? He goes, nah, I ain't no dog. He goes, but a dog ain't filthy. He goes, well, I wouldn't call a dog filthy. I'd call him,
yep.
Dirty. He goes, but dog got personality. He goes, well, what if a pig had personality? He goes, well, I have to be one charming motherfucking pig, man. I mean, we're talking like a million times more charming than that fucking pig on Green Acres. and you know what? This is the best line, and it'll probably be the only good line in his whole career, John Travolta, man. Bacon tastes good. Pork chops taste good. Pig tastes good.
Yep. I know that line. But you know what, though? Thinking about that, I mean, you know, if you start talking about pigs and... Hey, there's Whitey!
Hey!
How's it going? Hey, hey, let's get a mad props. Right on. But yeah, this is scary. But I love this. Yeah, like we read here, and inside Mohammed's kitchen.
Mohammed's kitchen.
Here's some summertime sandwiches. Dolores Ali's veggie sandwich. And it goes in a little recipe of a little veggie sandwich.
You know, Adventist people are vegetarian, and they're not even that angry, okay?
No, they're not. You know, it's just funny because then let's think about this. If you really want to start talking about animals, well, I don't know.
Will you let me tell you something? Let me tell you something right here.
Oh, wait, here we go. The old filthy hog was not made to be taken as food for us, nor them. I guess I assume the white devil.
Yes.
Allah taught me from his mouth that they made hog for medical purposes.
What?
I need to read this shit. I really need to read this shit because...
Let's go... You know what? If we're going to make fun of it, we'll need to know.
We need to know. We got to do research.
We'll hang out at the library.
But I want to say thank you, Whitey, because he brought this article to me.
Oh, there was also very interesting...
After he came off from lunch.
Yes. There's also an ad here. Where was that?
An ad. I didn't see.
Oh, it was fucking great. Let's see. Watch, I can't find it now.
Of course not.
There you go. Nation of Islam Prisoner Reform Society. Okay? Bean pie orders. Call or send orders to the Salam Bakery Incorporated, National Bakery in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, boy. Is that a watermelon?
Yes, it is.
God!
No, when you buy one of the watermelons from Muhammad Farms, we can guarantee that they will be sweet, raised and harvested by black hands, and will not be filled with harmful chemicals. Notice that every time you see a mention of the word black in here, it's capitalized.
No way.
No way.
I'll have to look into that.
The school's most serious problem by Carl Muhammad. Everybody must be related because everybody got the name Muhammad or Ali.
Ali,
in the name.
You know, it's yeah. It's biblical. What are you talking about?
And by the way, for everybody right here who doesn't know that much about Islam and whatnot, I've actually studied a little bit of it. I've actually read into the Quran a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually read up on Malcolm X and things. Please don't think I'm fucking John Walker, okay? I'm not joining a fucking jihad anytime soon. By the way, if you go to Taliban.org, they play some fucking serious Arab music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip to hear that shit come up, man.
Hey, Mr. Taliban, tally your banana. Sorry.
Daylight come and we gonna drop the bomb.
No, we're evil.
Just for the record, Nation of Islam, right there, Nation of Islam ignores the fact that slavery, to this day, exists in Africa, in parts of Central and Northern Africa,
mm-hmm.
carried out by people who are currently Islamic. What they also don't tell you, if you've ever seen the movies Malcolm X and Ali, and if you read up on Malcolm X's life, whatnot, okay, especially Malcolm X right there, these were people that had difficulty and had different points of view with the Nation of Islam.
Yes.
Malcolm X.
That's why Malcolm X was shot.
He was assassinated by the Nation of Islam. Malcolm X, when he went on his journey, his pilgrimage to Mecca, Malcolm X actually broke bread and ate and drank and prayed and slept with white people. Malcolm X was actually taken back by the fact that he finally realized that this whole racism thing was a trait of ignorance, not authenticity. So that is why he parted with them. Malcolm X, the reason that he broke with the Nation of Islam was the main reason when he came back, he disagreed with their points of view, and he opened what is called the People's Temple.
Do you know
in Harlem.
Who else picked up where Malcolm X left off?
And who might that
Muhammad
be?
Ali.
Yes, Muhammad Ali.
What you don't get in the film is one of the most crucial parts of why you don't understand it. When you watch that film, you don't really see why everybody loves Muhammad Ali as much mm-hmm. as they do.
Yes.
Really, when you're looking at Muhammad Ali in the Ali film or the stuff you see in the Sports Illustrated, yeah, you're seeing the boxer. You're seeing a guy with a lot of charisma.
We actually saw the whole photo display at the Smithsonian.
Actually, we did. We did see that whole the Thriller in Manila display mm-hmm. between George Foreman and him and, of course, Don King. Mm-hmm. But he used to go, when he could not box, when they barred him from boxing, Muhammad Ali,
because of, you know, he dodged the draft, basically. He refused to go to Vietnam.
And
he went on the lecture circuit, the college lecture circuit, and that's where people really learned who Muhammad Ali was and his beliefs. And I'll tell you what, there's a reason him and Howard Cosell got along so well.
Yes.
No one understood it. How could a Muslim and Howard Cosell,
who was Jewish,
get along? And it wasn't that Muhammad Ali was, like, whitewashing himself or anything.
No.
It was more the fact that...
they actually were good friends.
They were good friends, and they understood each other. And Muhammad Ali, even though he was Islamic, it was the understanding of other cultures, other people.
Now, one thing that is true to the movie right there, when Cassius Clay joined Islam and he received his name of Muhammad, and then he became Muhammad Ali, and he was given that name right there, he demanded to be called by it. Howard Cosell was the only person that would recognize, outside of Islam, that would recognize his religious beliefs and call him Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
That's what started their friendship right there.
Yep. Yeah, that's one.
But like I say, when you read up on a lot of stuff like that, you know, Ali has everything like down in Memphis. He has a temple right there in the sports center. For things like that right there. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, you know what? He really is a nice guy. He really has done a lot. I'll be perfectly honest. You read shit like Farrakhan? Fuck that.
Yeah, that guy's an idiot. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, we're going to take not really a break as much as we're going to play a couple segments.
Yes.
We have a new Don't Damn Me from Reverend Hammer. Supposedly, though...
By the way, thank you, Reverend Hammer. I can't listen to that song anymore because every time I hear it, I just go...
Hear what?
Every time I hear Don't Damn Me on one of my CDs, I just have to skip past it. Like, I've heard that already.
And we had a mission for Flying J.
Yes.
That hopefully he accomplished.
I was live on the scene.
You were live on the scene, but you did not look.
Did not look.
So, folks,
I will explain to you afterwards how this feat was accomplished.
All right. We'll catch you in a little bit. I'll have to finish the song, and then we'll clip into... The two segments, but we'll be back, folks. You are listening to
Spankwagon Radio
at
SpankWagon3.net.
All right, folks, we'll talk to you in a bit.
Spankwagon.
Hang it up again, hang it up now or never. Hang it up again.
Listening to Don't Damn Me on Spankwagon Radio at spankwagon.n3.net. I feel I must preface tonight's segment with a warning. My original aim for the Don't Damn Me segments is to inform, enlighten, and hopefully provoke dialogue on certain subjects I feel that should be brought up. But tonight, it is complete verbal and mental masturbation for me. So, I hope you brought your towels. It's going to be messy. I have to say, I really, really hate my job. If you haven't heard from any of the previous shows, what I do is I work for Walmart, I push carts all day, and on top of that, I have to work with retards. This isn't an exaggeration, as in they're just idiots. These are full-fledged, few cards shy of a full deck retards. And working with these people make my life hell. Now, admittedly, I should probably give these guys some patience, but I have a work ethic. This coming from me in my job history that I have a work ethic is really funny, but anyway. I have a job to get done, and I'm going to try to get it done as fast as possible to the best of my ability. Anything that gets in my way of allowing me to do my job the way I want to has to be destroyed. And these people get in my way every waking moment that I'm at work. And it just gets on me to no end. One serious part of the problem is we have a serious communication barrier. We have one guy here who I can only understand one word out of 10 he says. I mean, you've heard like how some retard speaks. My name is Reverend. No, it's like only one word I will pick up out of that. That's how bad this guy speaks. And I feel like Samuel L. Jackson in the movie Pulp Fiction. I think some of you who've seen the movie will know what part I'm talking about. You know, the part where he's got like the three guys who are trying to fuck over Marcellus Wallace with the briefcase or whatever the hell he wanted. I feel like him. It's like, where are you from, man? Huh? Huh? Do they speak English in huh? Where is it at? Huh? Say huh! Say huh again! I dare you! I got my dog day, motherfucker! Say huh again! And knowing my luck, that's what he'd do. And at that point, I would not be responsible for my actions. I mean, it's pretty bad because the management of where I work tends to treat all of us the same. Now, I'm not saying that all of my coworkers are retards. There's a few normal people here. You know, there's me. There's a couple other guys are normal. There's one guy who's old. I mean, he does a good job, but, you know, a little slow. The other five just should have been plain drowned at birth. I mean, it's that bad, people. One of the things that they tend to do that really gets to me is that the retards will play around and management says not one word to them, but yet they come to us normal people and they complain when we sit around for a moment when it's a fucking hot ass day out here. I mean, every day in Florida is almost fucking hot. And they yell at us for just like having a moment of rest. The thing I want to see is the management to actually see how hard of a job I and my normal coworkers are doing while these retards are just, you know, screwing around. You know, and I realize there'd be a problem, you know, if they fired them because, well, they felt like, I mean, you're asking for a discrimination suit at that point. But I don't really care how they get rid of them. Catch them, you know, playing around, fire them on the spot, write them up for having too much overtime, throw them in a burlap bag, tie it up, and throw it in the river like an unwind kitten. I don't care. Just get rid of them. I have a job to do, and I want to go home at the end of the day. If this makes me shallow, right now I'm 2 feet deep. One thing I totally fail to comprehend, now I know these people are a little short of mind, but it's understanding simple directions. I do not understand how they cannot get these things through their head. Like, okay, here's the deal. God, I'm discussing card pushing. Is like anybody out there who cares? Well, I don't care. This is my segment. Deal. I put cards in, you know, those card corrals you see in like every bloody parking lot across this great nation of ours. So we're not blocking cards in because, you know, if you block empty spaces, people just like, and they'll drive on. You block people's cars in, they get absolutely pissed. So I tell the retards, put them in the bins. What do they do? Look at me like a dog that's just been shown a card trick. I swear to God, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you would think that this job would just be simple and like downright monotonous, but no. This isn't a job. This is fucking penance. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I just killed 12 people. What do? Say 20 Hail Marys and go clear rows 8 through 24. Oh, no. In all honesty, I'm really afraid to say something to the management about what these guys are doing, because what I feel is going to happen is they're going to admonish me for taking such a dim view of people who screw around, and they're just going to go up to them and say, "Oh, don't you mind what the mean old car pusher said? He doesn't mean anything. Who's a good boy? Is you a good boy? Is you a good boy? You want a milk bone? Who's a good boy?" Honestly, I can see that happening. But I know it could be worse. There was an observation made, not by me, and not by any of my friends, but actually Pappy Coon's father made this observation. He says, "Do you realize that if you went to a Walmart and locked it up and made it its own little commune, do you realize how much incestual activity would go on there?" And Pappy Coon and I thought about it, and we realized how true this is. Like the one in Cedar Falls, Iowa, the one Pappy Coon's girlfriend used to work at before we moved. I mean, we were always hearing stories of, like, people going in the storeroom, you know, to get their groove on, and just people saying, "Oh, they did it," or, like, "he said, she said," bullshit, you know. Kind of stuff we, like, went through in high school, and we were glad we leave, but, still sticks around Walmart. If you're missing it, go there. And the one I work at is no exception. I mean, it's pretty bad when 12 of the 14 female cashiers that work second shift are pregnant. You know why the other two aren't pregnant? Because they're menopausal. That's why. But, you people should feel sorry for me for working this job. I mean, I would be working computers, but as we've seen, the computer industry is still in a slump, and I have bills to pay. I'm not doing this for, you know, the career path or the stock options or the benefits. I'm doing it to fucking pay the rent. Not by choice. But what can you do? Things have to get done, and I'll try to do something better. Who knows? But anyway, I apologize for forcing you people to sit through my ranting about, well, nothing of any importance to any of you. So if you've stuck around, at least got maybe a laugh or two out of it. Something. Sorry. If you have any comments or questions, or if you need to tell from all my verbal jacking off, send them to reverendhammer@yahoo.com. I'll be seeing you. Thanks.
Important. All right. Open the door. Spank Wagon Radio.
If you don't tune in to Spank Wagon Radio on Wednesday nights, we're going to have Claude Balls come over to your house and sing Tom Jones songs to you.
Bye, 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 Delilah!
Mommy!
She's a lady! Whoa, 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 she's a lady!
Mommy!
So you better tune in if you know what's good for you.
SpankWagon.m3.net.
Ah, yes. Segments are always a little bit of fun. Yeah. Whether it's verbal ejaculation.
Yes. Mad props, Reverend, for apologizing for us. Thank you.
Yes, yes. We had our towels ready. However, we noticed you come early.
This is a premature punchline.
Premature punchline to your verbal ejaculation, but it was still funny nonetheless.
It was pretty good.
Uh-huh. Hey! Yeah, how you doing?
Not bad. And that was the segment I recorded.
That was nice.
Flying J.
Flying J in the can.
I had to like stand in a stall next to him and like hold a tape recorder over because I didn't want to be there. Like I didn't want him to go in the urinal because one, there was no tinkle. Two, I didn't want to get my hand wet.
You don't want to get your hand wet. And there's no wall. There's no barrier.
Yeah.
It's not like the toilet paper rolls at one of our hotels we stayed at that had a little guard over the top of them so you didn't tinkle on them.
Splash guards.
Splash guards.
No, no,
mud flaps. Mud flaps for them. So that was great. Now, some good segments, folks. I like it. Gave us a good break, and we laughed.
That's Flying J pissing.
And, of course, don't forget about Reverend Hammer.
Yes, and Reverend Hammer, too, with
Reverend
Don't
Hammer?
Damn Me.
Don't Damn Me.
But I didn't hear the Don't Damn Me song this time.
No, we didn't hear the Don't Damn Me. We heard, you know, I love how tonight's just clicked very well. I did not listen, okay, to this segment before I played. Because
so I didn't know that all the Pulp Fiction references were going to come up.
Yeah. Yes, Tinkle Assignment, Rev. Tinkle Assignment. We decided we needed to do something stupid. Wait till we start hitting up the people down on the Las Vegas Boulevard, the Strip.
Speaking of which, there is a Tinkle Assignment 2, which is actually underway by one of our Spankwagon listeners. I have not heard back yet.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. I don't think that has been worked on yet.
I do not think so.
Due to medical reasons.
Yes.
And, you know, they have their hands still bandaged up.
That's correct. I offered to help.
I know you offered to help, but they better do that one on their own.
Yeah. Yes, it is a woman.
Yes.
I'm not holding no dude's pinga.
Hold still. Let me get my glove on.
Turn your head and cough.
Shouldn't you be sticking it up? Yeah, never mind. All right, folks.
Your prostrate's fine. Shit, there's a Hot Wheels car in here. An apple?
Pull. Ah!
It's like fucking...
Oh, that wasn't a car. Here, let me put it back.
Shit, it's a kidney.
Wait, kidneys don't pulse.
Sure they do.
Your fucking kidney doesn't... Thunk, thunk.
Of course it does. Why? Because it was a visual thing and I made it do it for
okay,
fucking comedy.
Okay, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
How did you ever heard of suspension of disbelief?
You know what? I have it on a t-shirt and that's about it. And I do too and I'll wear it fucking on Sunday. You've seen it, my core shirt. But anyhow, Indiana Jones, he stuck the hand in the chest to pull out the heart. He didn't stick his hand up his ass to pull out a kidney? Oh, there it is. Boom. No. God.
It's like a magic gag between gay guys.
Okay, I will make this gerbil disappear. He was kind of a retarded gay guy.
Retarded
Wait,
gay guy.
Wait, can I hear the noise?
Shibble.
Yeah. I'm like ape giddy.
My hands are like, you look like a fucking silverback right now. Just trying to impress females for mating.
Anyhow. Want to hear something stupid? You into baseball?
Let's play the Don't Damn Me segment again.
Oh, shit. No,
no.
I'm
just
kidding. Ouch. This is not attack Reverend Hammer.
No, I'm not attacking Reverend
Hammer.
Otherwise,
our archives will slowly disappear.
No, that was actually a very good segment. By
Whitey, who fed Trencher the Happy Crack?
The Happy Crack?
Happy Crack.
Trencher, thanks to Whitey, discovered word of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
It was the Elijah Muhammad. I think from now on I'm only going to eat fucking pork. Want to hear something stupid? You into baseball?
Yeah.
You are?
No.
Okay. Nice try to fake it.
Have you ever noticed how, like, you lie so much, man, you start lying for shit that...
You lie just to keep the story going.
I mean, you don't have nothing to gain by that lie. I had nothing to gain by that right there.
You didn't.
It was just a fucking automatic reaction.
You know how, you know what? You lie, but yet you whip out that one damn fucking little phrase. Trust me!
Robert, you know, standing on a bed of nails won't help me.
Trust me! It'll fix your car. What? No.
I don't say that. I just say trust me.
I know. You just say trust me a lot. Check this out. The All-Star game that was played last night, Tuesday, ended after the 11th inning was over at a 7-7 tie, the first time they've ever tried.
What the hell happened with that? I flipped around TV.
Supposedly, they ran out of players because they tried to do Little League feel-good approach to the All-Star game by saying everybody gets equal play time. But they didn't. Some people played more, some people played less. But supposedly they ran out of players. How do you run out of players?
I don't know. I thought you were supposed to cycle people.
That's what I thought.
Rotate them in and out.
Rotate them in and out.
Something like didn't have enough pitchers.
Supposedly, yeah. But they said then, you know, because it is an exhibition game, nothing more really.
Yeah.
But they ended it at the 11th inning, tied 7-7. People were booing.
I saw them throwing shit out of the stands.
They were throwing shit. Bud Selig got deep. You know, I mean, just he made a big enemy of himself. You know,
you're talking about another possible strike.
They're gonna probably go to another possible strike, fucking the season up. The first season ever I've ever really gotten into baseball enough to watch SportsCenter and go to 51's games. Now 50, like AAA, the AAA All-Star game was tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacific Coast, our league that we're in,
yes,
5-0, beat the other league, the International League. It was a good game. I love going to 51s. They're a good game. Fuck these major league attitudes.
Well, you know what's also
everybody wants money. There's two ball clubs that Bud Selig is not telling us that are out of money.
Do you know that they don't test for steroids?
No, they don't. They don't do any drug testing.
None whatsoever?
None. Now, the problem is they want to do drug testing, but now the union, the players' union, says, well, you can't drug test because, sure, you're telling us you're tested for steroids, but there's supplements that we take that could show up as a positive on something
exactly.
else.
Exactly. And it's like, you know what? When you look at players of, you know, past years, and I'm not a big baseball fan.
Jose Canseco went from a thin little guy hitting a 40-40 to a really bulked up guy hitting monster home runs.
Mm. Chemicals.
Chemicals.
Roy well, you look at the old guys, you know, from like, you know, at least like 30, 40 years ago when they were doing excellent in their careers like that. These were true athletes.
Yeah.
No supplements.
No.
Nothing like
that. Not that we know of. I mean, you know, there probably was something.
Maybe some energy drinks.
I mean, come on, Babe Ruth was an alcoholic.
Yeah. Ty Cobb was a woman beater.
Yeah.
Racist at that.
There were underpinnings. But yeah, they fucked up the exhibition game that everybody was supposed to feel good about. $150 a ticket.
Yeah, now it makes perfect sense why people were throwing shit out of the stands.
Thank you. You know, that's fucked up. Absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, fucked up. But you know what? I'll keep watching baseball till they strike. I'll definitely go to the 51s because they're not going to strike. I don't think they are. It's good stuff.
Wait, we'll have a hockey team again.
This town chews
NBA
sports.
Basketball team.
Well, no, it's supposedly a baseball team, but that's if the Neonopolis were to pick up. We'll go down there again tonight and see that it's 20% there.
I'm still waiting for them to finish up the fucking pool hall.
Yeah. Jillian's, that'll be great.
Steak, be great.
Beer. You and I will go down there for a pool and Guinness.
Yeah, which means we'll fucking play pool and then puke over the railing.
I know, you
at least me.
You'll puke over the railing, but that's because that's like an unshielded railing.
Yeah. I can't hold my liquor, I'll be honest about it.
I know.
I'm not a drinker, which is the irony. I'm Indian, you know, like Cherokee, you know. You know, don't not me.
Indians with sideburns? How?
Well, that's why I can't grow a mustache.
Really?
Yeah, I
thought it's because you kissed ass at work.
No, no.
Oh.
You know what the difference between a brown noser is and an ass kisser?
Mm.
Depth perception. There you go. No, so my
I like that.
So for my Indian shit right there, I can't drink, but I have Irish in me, and I love the taste.
I love alcohol. Blah. Oh,
this is pretty good.
Shit. Hey, you want to hear something funny? People are starting to compare the Macintosh to a religion.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you said that, I almost said your wedding vows, but go ahead.
No, but during my wedding, I'll say this. All me and the groomsmen, we're all making slight little faces trying to see if my wife could crack up. All her bridesmaids were getting kind of little cheese because they didn't know what was going on because they couldn't see Michelle make the faces back to the groomsmen. We had fun at her wedding.
That's funny.
After the honeymoon, that's when
you're
shit went
so
down.
So proud she didn't fart.
Damn it! It cut it off.
That would have been funny to see your wife laugh at your wedding.
Oh, I think she did a couple times on the thing. Hey, fuck, I got so many good things here. Telemarketing and the cell phone. They're starting to telemarket to cell phones now.
Oh, no. Don't call me on my cell phone.
Yeah, there is a legislation. Telemarketers, being a telemarketer, disappointingly, that's a telemarketer one time for 5.5 years, it's illegal. Always has been since Bush declared the
Communications Act.
Illegal to call a phone where the customer pays the bill. The only gray area is a regular utility phone.
Yes, where there is no permit. I know what you're saying.
So that I liked. But yeah, so expect telemarketing on your cell phones.
You'll fly
beamed messages to your Palm Pilots.
Oh, yes. It's very good. Flying J moved to his new apartment, and Flying J got a new telephone number.
Okay.
And somebody keeps calling Flying J's telephone number because they think it's the old person. They're creditors. Nice. Whoever had Flying J's phone number before, who was his creditors, and Flying J has just been fucking with them. Like, I ain't going to pay my fucking bill. Shit like that.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, Macintosh, considered a religion.
Religion.
Because people like you, me, we all kind of have that nice little office joke going on that once you go Mac, you're in the dark side. And a lot of that perception, Mac is, you know, only people who really love a Mac buy a Mac.
No, I don't really love a Mac.
I know. You don't really love Mac. You still are very PC.
It's not that I'm very PC. It's just, you know what, the only reason I would really buy a PC is to make sure I keep on top of the technology.
Exactly.
I don't want to slip.
Hell, I want a PC just for that same reason. Plus, I want to try something a little different. I want to load a Unix on a PC. I know I can...
There's only one thing that drives me absolutely fucking batty about OS X that it does not have that Windows did.
What?
The Alt-Tab feature.
Guess what? Open Apple Tab. Open Apple Tab. Kid you not. That's the same thing. When you're doing it in Classic, here, I even show you because we're on a Mac. Alt-Tab rotates.
Yeah, but see, I want to go back to what I was before and just Alt-Tab the same way. In OS X, it doesn't do that.
It does it up in the menu taskbar.
Yeah, it goes across the whole fucking dock.
Which is just the same way. What's the difference between open up a window in the middle of the screen and rotating on the dock, which is already taking up the real estate?
Let me explain why. No, my dock is hidden. Let me explain. On Windows, always starts at the first leftmost program.
Reverend Hammer quoted one of your links that you already posted, fufme.com.
Oh, yes, very good. I used to work with a bunch of idiots at Client Logic that were like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, a guy I know, he ordered that. Like,
that's a Photoshop.
Same.
Fufme, it's in, I want to say it's one of the first times you took the links over.
Same thing with fucking, you know, I had the one guy who swore up and down, he had the, tray CD-ROM thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you got that. Yeah, right. I was just so fucking jaded by the time. I was like, shut up. You are here now. You are in my world. You're in a call center. Shut the fuck up.
Is that
up.
A world you really want to be in? But anyhow, you were going to say about the Alt-Tab.
What happens? Check this out. Windows right there. When you Alt-Tab, it goes between the last window that you were on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep hitting Tab, then it brings up a dialog box so you can select the program that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or select the window. I apologize. Select the window.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Alt-Tab on OS X is when I do that, it selects the program, not the individual window inside the program.
Right.
And on top of that, it always starts on the left, not the last program. So it's a cycle starting with the Finder on over.
By the way... Kid, that's a beautiful desktop. I just want to point that out.
Is that
one of our listeners' desktops?
What kind of GUI is that?
That looks to be, I don't know. Well, I don't want to say Next Step. Wasn't that a TV show that used that image, that little black and white?
Yeah.
What are you running for your desktop there, kid?
I don't know.
Just out of curiosity.
What's the GUI?
So, anyhow. Yeah, what are you using for the GUI? Anywho. What a show we've had.
Yes,
do you believe it's been almost 2 hours?
It went by very quickly.
I think we had a great show this week.
Yeah, we did. We had a hell of a show.
A great show. But hey, let's pitch the site a little more because, you know, I got these message boards that died for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, everybody just clusterfucked the message boards. And
of course, my friend Airwolf, you know, he posts things a little out of category, but I can accept that. But then he makes an apology for posting because he wanted people to see it. Dude... Whitey hooked me up with the bitchin' message boards.
I also changed my avatar right there.
Yeah, you changed your avatar to that.
I caught a lot of flack on that one, too. Dude, what the hell's up with that?
What, your little white panties anime?
Yeah, it's from Double Dragon.
I know it's from Double Dragon. You had to explain it to me. I was
I had to explain to you and everybody else. Man, everybody thought I'm like into beating women now. It's just classic gaming type.
Well,
thing.
You might be into beating women. We don't know.
Nah.
Are you?
Me, no, no.
Can we call your mom?
I'm not going to beat my mom, no.
Okay. Hey.
That look.
Female. Yeah.
Shut up, Mom! Bake me a pie!
Look, oh, it look Islamic? No,
GNU step.
That's
GNU step. GNU step. GNU-STP. GNU step. GNU. Hey! 80s thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like watching the whole G.I. Joe the movie last night, you know, with Cobra La, and realizing they really fucked up that movie.
You were watching G.I. Joe.
I'm watching G.I. Joe. I like it.
G.I. Joe, a real American Hebrew.
And by the way, I'll say for this, the one thing I like about Mac OS X, command line interface. Dude. I know I used to bug Kit. I want to, you know, because I wanted to turn the 6400 here, the old monitoring station, into a NetBSD, because NetBSD would run on it with the shit-ass memory and everything. Could never install Linux, could never install, but I knew I could install NetBSD, never got around to doing it. Then when OS X came out, I started reading all the O'Reilly shit that I could find free online. It's a free BSD kernel based, so
it's,
I was just
based off
I went
of
to freebsd.org and was starting to read all their how-tos, and I'm starting to learn more.
It's integrated. It's actually utilizes NextStep technology for it.
Well, it uses NextStep technology on top of FreeBSD, thus makes Darwin.
Thus means money in Steve Jobs' pocket.
It all means money in his pocket.
Because he developed Next.
Yes. It's all evil, evil, evil marketing schemes. All right, folks, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
I want to say thank you very much to every single one of my contributors tonight.
All right.
I want to say thank you to Flying J for the PP segment.
Thank you, Flying J.
Thank you,
we
Flying J.
All you serve.
I want to say thank you to Reverend Hammer for finally showing us that he can yell into a microphone without an echo.
That's right. No echo.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, man.
I want to thank you, everyone, sitting there in my chat room.
That's right.
Even though I know you're all using the your own little thing of choice. Not the window, but yo, Whitey.
Man,
I know that.
That
I know that. I want to thank Whitey personally for the honorable Elijah Muhammad teaching me how to ditch the peanut butter sandwiches for something more holier than thou, bean pie and watermelon.
Elvis didn't eat no bean pie.
I know,
motherfucker.
I know. I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
All right.
You are going to hear a little bit of music left.
Like
you're going to hear. You're going to hear a little bit of a going away message. I won't be done for the night.
Tie me up, tie me down, ride my ass and ride me around. Tie me up, ride.
Also, we're going weekly. You know what that means?
That's right.
That means we're here.
Every week. Until you get sick of us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's our new fall programming schedule. We should Photoshop a TV guide with ourselves on it.
We can do that, dude. Dude, do you have a camera?
Not on me.
We got to get the power by Whitey.
Yes, but... I also have Sleepy J, man.
Ghetto J, I thought it was.
No, Sleepy J. I he had a picture of him, and I fucking wrote that in. And Cholo tagging. I need the fucking curved E's that are upside down threes and
dude,
shit.
Dude, that ain't... Wow, that's fucked up.
You gotta be from L.A. to know what that shit is. That's like an L.A. thing.
West Coast.
Because you go to, like, New York, it's a different style for that stuff.
That's nice.
That's going to be one of the links that are coming up. It's going to be on tagging and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Different things. Urban street art. Things of that sort right there.
Cool.
I don't have a front plate on my car right there because I have no thing for it and it looks gay. But if I did, I'd put an Obey Giant plate on it.
That'd be great.
I was thinking about that. But basically, yeah, that'll be another future upcoming link. Stay by for those right there.
All right, folks.
We'll dig it. And I believe that is it.
I think that's it for now. Spankwagon.n3.net. Please visit it. Please join in the community. That is fun. Tell your friends about it. We want to offend more people.
That's right.
We can only offend the same three people for only a few more weeks before they get tired of this.
That is correct, and pretty soon we'll be able to allow you people to basically spread the gospel of Spankwagon Radio. We will be getting some new Cafe Press designs up.
Yes, Spank gear, but that's coming down the road, and we'll talk more about that next week. All right, folks, we're going to leave you a little bit of music. We're getting the hell out of here. Thank you for listening.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Spank Wagon.
Get